From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. A gauge that forecasts the outlook for the U.S. economy over the next 3 to 6 months has increased. The Conference Board's Index of Leading Economic Indicators showed its largest gain in November in 8 months. Stuart Hoffman is chief economist with PNC Financial.
When you get this kind of a large increase in November, and coming on the heels of some good solid gains in October and September, I think it is another light sort of flashing green for the U.S. economy.
Backers of the compromised tax cut legislation that has now cleared Congress say they expect the economy to get a boost from several elements of that measure as well, including an extension of jobless benefits for the long-term unemployed and a reduction in Social Security payroll taxes next year. The president's signature is all that's necessary now for the tax cut bill to become law. GOP whip Eric Cantor argued that without the measure, tax cuts would expire, boosting taxes on all Americans on New Year's Day.
The choice is to act now or impose the onset of a $3.8 trillion tax increase that will crush the fragile recovery and cost tens of thousands of jobs nationally.
But House Democratic leader Steny Hoyer got in a final dig at Republican insistence that the compromise include extension of tax cuts for the wealthiest Americans.
Because of the concept, if you simply cut taxes on those who are wealthiest in our society, somehow, magically, the deficit will be eliminated. Not 1 year did that happen.
The tax cut measure passed the House with strong bipartisan support. There's no let-up in sight for the frigid temperatures that have settled in over the eastern and southern states. Bob Orovec is with the National Weather Service.
The whole weather pattern that has been giving below-average temperatures across the eastern U.S. does not appear to be breaking down anytime soon. So we're going to continue in a cold pattern for the foreseeable future across the eastern half of the nation.
Orovec says a new storm system is moving into the western states and is likely to dump several feet of snow at higher elevations in California over the weekend. Heavy snow across northern Europe has grounded hundreds of airline flights today. NPR's Eric Westerveld in Berlin says flight delays are being reported at airports in Germany, Ireland, and the Netherlands.
Another blast of snow also prompted more than 300 cancellations and major delays at Frankfurt Airport, one of Europe's busiest hubs. About 1,000 passengers were stranded overnight. Cancellations and delays were also reported at Munich International and in Berlin. Snow also briefly closed Geneva's main airport yesterday, and flights were disrupted in Zurich as well. Winter weather today is also causing major flight and rail problems across Britain, and Belfast's main airport was briefly closed because of more snow. Eric Westerveld, NPR News, Berlin.
Stock prices are mixed on Wall Street. The Dow is down 33 points at 11,466, but the Nasdaq composite is up 4 points. This is NPR News. The debt rating service Moody's has sharply downgraded Ireland's credit rating and is warning of further adjustments unless that country shows progress in dealing with its budget deficit. Moody's dropped Ireland's rating to just 3 steps above junk bond status. Terry Schultz reports European Union leaders have agreed to create a new financial crisis mechanism to take effect after 2013 when the EU's current bailout fund ends.
Germany's Angela Merkel resisted expanding the bailout option and has been accused of creating doubt about EU solidarity. But now, through an interpreter, she had a change of tone after the summit decisions.
Luckily, we are united. We are united. That's a fortune for us. It will work for our destiny.
Britain, which doesn't use the common currency, insisted on getting an exclusion from paying for any Eurozone bailout. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
A casket that once held the remains of Lee Harvey Oswald has been sold online by a Los Angeles auction house for about $87,000. The accused assassin of President Kennedy was exhumed after a British conspiracy theorist questioned Oswald's identity. The BBC's Marcus George says Oswald was reburied in a new coffin, but the old one was kept.
Lot 6 at the Nate D. Sanders auction house in Los Angeles appears little more than a few rotten planks and rusted hinges, but clearly not to bidders aiming to capture what's been regarded as a significant item of JFK assassination memorabilia. That the coffin is around today is down to Alan Baumgardner, a funeral home assistant who participated in the exhumation of Lee Harvey Oswald in 1981. Before the auction, Mr. Baumgardner said he'd kept the casket because no one else seemed interested in it.
The BBC's Marcus George reporting. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.
Support for